Religious intelligence is based on two obscure ingredients, one of which is spirituality, a religious feeling that does not make any sense, contrasting with religious moral precepts that can be justified by their expedience, a far more rational rationale for them than fear of punishment for their disobedience. I hope that God does not object to this poem's message, taking offense to my comparison of divinations he allegedly facilitates in humans via AI, the artificial intelligence, which typical believers in a holy God apply with human divinations, while they're waiting for contact with his religious intelligence, a concept they are with AI. Conflating, this poem was inspired by the religious humbling of America. Faith Can Bring Us Back Together, Sapper, the 9th of June 26, in which Rabbi David Wolpe writes, "The decline of religion in America is not a private matter of belief, it is a public crisis of character." In 2025, a study revealed that the percentage of Americans who consider religion personally important fell below 50% for the first time. Tocqueville saw religion as the secret of American democracy. Yet this secret is being dismantled and disregarded, and religion has acquired a bad name. Opponents often level accusations of hypocrisy against the religious. "You say you are religious, but you still do this?" But the accusation is itself an affirmation of religion's values, even if religious people don't always live up to them. The recognition of hypocrisy confirms the original principle. Religions, in general, have certain ideas about how to treat others and live a morally upstanding life. And these ideas are deep, complex, and interesting, not simply, be nice. It is tragic to see religion wane in America at a moment when we desperately need it. Even as Americans insist on meaning, they are steadily abandoning the institutions that it has long flowed through. Much of what ails us in this country is an impoverishment of the ideas that religion nourishes and promotes. Understanding and recovering those central values would help lead our society back from the ill feeling and ill will that have so powerfully gripped us. The core religious ideas to which I refer, the dignity of every human being, gratitude, purpose as necessary to a well-lived life, humility, decency, the importance of community, have their source in belief in God. But we don't need to enter a theological argument to identify such values. Most people remain, in some deep sense, religious beings, believing in something that is greater than ourselves, intuiting a world that has a mystery at its heart, yearning for a direction to our dreams. Even if we reject traditional religion, a large majority of us still affirm that decency, goodness, humility, and justice aren't simple whims but essential for the stability of the social order, of our nation and our world. But along the path of progress, social, technological, financial, we have lost the art of practicing, or at times even recognizing, such values. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at gershonhepner@gmail.com.